Hare Krishna, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yanastaya naro raja na pramadyeta karhiche dhavan munmilya vanetre na patet na skalediha. The Shruti and Smriti are like the two eyes of the Brahmanas. And the Bhagavatam says, even if a jiva is completely ignorant of Shruti and Smriti conclusions, one is not well read in them, then one is considered blind in this world. But even if such a blind person or a blindfolded person runs very fastly on the road of Bhakti Yoga, he will never slip, he will never fall down. It says here. Why? Because you will see in the path of Bhakti Yoga, there have been people like South Indian Brahmana or like the old version lady we read about, who had a very great enthusiasm and eagerness and fondness in seeing the Lord, loving the Lord and serving Him. So in the path of Bhakti Yoga, even a 5-year-old child like Prahalad or Dhruva, they are able to engage their body, mind, words in the Lord's service. And there is nothing newly needed to be acquired in the path of bhakti. Whatever you have, you connect it to the Lord. Just like a dog has only barking ability. So he may just, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he may just bark and defend the home of the master. The dog may not have the ability to, you know, actually safeguard the property. Similarly, the devotee may speak a few words in preaching, although he may not have be sufficiently knowledgeable to defend the whole parampara. Whatever little one has ability, one with great faith engages it in Krishna service. So in this way, the path of Bhakti Yoga is a very simple path. At the same time, there is one very big qualification required for getting entry into this path, into the simple path, which is the Shraddha. Shraddha shabde vishwasa kohe sudrida nishchaye Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. If I simply surrender to Krishna, He will take care of everything. And I don't need to do anything extraneous. Krishna is the master of everyone and everything. And I just need to be His devotee. And I will be protected, I will be nourished, I will be cared for. So when this firm faith enters the heart of a devotee, then no other material qualification is expected from such a devotee. So therefore you will find Prahlad had that type of Shraddha, great faith based on his association with Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother. So therefore he could very easily chant the holy names and keep on strengthening this initial faith with firm determination, practicing devotional service. Therefore, this verse says, Dhavan munmilya vanetre na patet na skalediha. Such a devotee is enlightened by the Lord from within his heart. Lord Himself says that, Teshame vanukamparta mahamajnanadam tamahanashayame atma bhavastu jnana deepena bhasvata. I lit up the torchlight of knowledge in the heart of my devotee by destroying the darkness, ignorance, which is like darkness. So, being enlightened by the Lord from within, being guided by the Lord from within, being shown the forward steps, how to grow in spiritual life, then a devotee is never bereft of the knowledge that one may acquire by study of the Shastra and understanding the nuances and subtleties of the truths. It's all provided by the Lord from within the heart of the devotee. And the devotee can very easily advance. So therefore, from the episode of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu, one can get very inspired by the character of Prahlad to want to possess that firm faith in the lotus feet of the Lord. Then the chanting of the holy name with that Shraddha alone will take care of everything, and we don't need anything else extraneous to this. Harinam Prabhu ki.